Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. And if you happen to be here in LA, you'll know we have this mandate for the indoor spaces. If you want to go to a gym, a movie theater, a restaurant, you got to show proof of being vaccinated. Well, it turns out nobody's been enforcing it. There hasn't been a single fine.
And if you took a COVID test recently and are still waiting for the results after 2 days in LA, you're far from alone. So we talked to a man who had to wait weeks before a response. And who knows, maybe you have the same situation wherever you happen to be. We start with the vaccine mandate in Los Angeles, which has been in effect, as we said, for about 3 months, and yet not one business has been cited, not one. Now, this comes after lots and lots of complaints. The city is saying it is focusing more on outreach and education. So with us is Stuart Waldman, president of the Valley Industry and Commerce Association. Now, one would think by now that people would be pretty educated on the vaccine rules here.
You would think they were, but, a lot of people aren't paying attention. I think, a lot of people just do their business and move along. So we still have to make sure that businesses understand what the rules are.
I guess, though, where's the excuse for not understanding? Because you're supposed to be going places and everybody's checking. So everyone should have had their, pass looked at least once by now if they're leaving their house. So you know this is happening. And then on the city's part, they said that they were going to find people eventually. And now they've had months to do it. But even after people complain and go to them and apparently say, hey, that, Joe's bar down the street, making that up, nothing against Joe's, isn't checking, someone should go over there and do something about it, no?
Right. Well, if you look at it, there's been 187 complaints, which isn't a lot when you think about the county has 10 million people and the size of the city. So that means most businesses are complying. I think when the building and safety inspectors are going out, they're talking to the businesses. They're making sure they know that if they don't enforce, that they are going to be fined.
Well, you don't necessarily know that most businesses are complying. I mean, it's just that a lot of people aren't motivated enough to file a complaint. It's a pain in the neck to do.
It's not that hard. And in the age of social media, people complain about everything. So, I see it all the time. People walking into a store and seeing somebody without a mask, and they take a picture and post it.
But going to the city or the county maybe is different than just, sending them a tweet. I guess I wonder, too, for some people, if they find a business that isn't checking, then they're just going to not go back to that place if they feel uncomfortable about it, because that's like a personal thing. I'm just not going to go there, and they can do what they want to do, even though I don't think it's right.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who, if they felt uncomfortable somewhere, they would probably leave or not even go in. I think if they went to a restaurant that they didn't feel comfortable with, they would probably turn around and go. And, you know, I was shocked the first time somebody asked me for my my card, and I didn't even think about it, and I knew the law. It was a little surprising and caught me off guard, but, you know, I presented my card. The person I was with presented their card, and it was relatively smooth.
Okay, so let's take the bigger question, regardless of what actually is or isn't happening at the moment. Should the city fine these businesses eventually if they keep getting complaints and if certain businesses still do not ask patrons for proof of vaccination?
Well, so the biggest issue there is there are bad actors, and those are the people who put up signs that say, we're not going to check, you don't have to wear a mask, you know, we oppose this rule. And then there are people who just inadvertently, their staff are just too busy and aren't paying attention or too lazy. And so you can't really fine a business because they had a staffer who wasn't doing the right thing. So, you know, who's responsible? Is it the business who's responsible, or is it the individual?
Yeah, but couldn't you say? But couldn't you make that argument for almost any rule? I mean, you know, if a business doesn't follow, say, fire regulations, they could always say, "Well, you know, look, we're just too busy. We didn't notice that the alarm doesn't work."
I think that's a little different, but. Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, the business is definitely responsible for everything, but fire regulations are a lot different than a minimum wage employee standing at the front asking people for their cards.
Stuart Waldman there, president of the Valley Industry and Commerce Association.
When you go to get tested for COVID, you're supposed to get your results back from the lab within 24 to 48 hours. But a lot of people lately have been waiting longer, in some cases well over a week.
And if you're trying to determine if you need to rearrange your life to deal with COVID, that timing isn't going to do you a lot of good. Demand for testing is up. Some of the lab workers, they've been out sick, leading to some of these delays.
With us is Keith Jeffries, who runs Computer Up, a technical support company. Keith, you went to get a COVID test earlier this month. How did it go for you?
Well, not well. I went in there, I believe it was January 5th, and it was a free testing site. It was off of one of our streets in Sherman Oaks. There was no line, so I said, let me go on in and get a test. I got my test, and they said I would get results within a day or two. I thought maybe with the backlog it might be three. Well, it is the 27th, and I still don't have results.
Do you know that it was a legitimate testing place? Because we did a segment on the show. When was it, Mike? About 2 weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah, a little bit ago. Yeah.
Yeah. About a lot of these places, these sort of
and
pop
it's hard
up.
To tell. Some of the tents have like a company attached, and some of the tents are just like tents.
Right. Well, some of them are just designed to get personal information from people. Are you sure that this was legit?
Well, at the time, I wasn't really sure. They didn't have any kind of a corporate logo or company name or lab name, just a sign on the street saying free testing, free COVID testing. And so when I didn't hear from them and I went back, I said, who are you guys? They gave me a name. I looked up the name and there was, I couldn't really find it on the web. So I actually went to the state database of testing labs, found it there, called the number there. That was a housewife somewhere who said, nope, you have the wrong number. Why don't you try this website? And so it was some weird website that was incomplete with a bunch of buttons you press and nothing happens. There was a phone number there. I call that phone number. And basically, it just said that the voicemail was full.
So what's going through your head at that point?
I'm thinking, oh, my God, they got my information. They have my, you know, no social or anything like that. But they have my medical ID number with my provider, my birth date. And that's everything. So I was a little crazed for a while. Other people in the neighborhood, I went out to my next door group. And people there said that they did get results. And then eventually I found that, yeah, they probably were fine. And they finally got back to me yesterday and said, oh, your DNA sample wasn't good enough. But that was after.
Wait, so wait a minute. So essentially they're telling you you're not going to get a result.
Correct. And they didn't tell me that until yesterday.
Yeah. So what you may want to do is get in touch with the Department of Health and appropriate state agencies and find out more about this particular place that took your test. Because I got to tell you, based on the story we did only a couple of weeks ago here, it doesn't sound right. Legitimate places have no problems getting you the tests, and it doesn't take a week or two or however long it was for you to find out if the test was or wasn't accurate. And, you ended up giving personal information to them, and you're not even getting a test result. That sounds awfully fishy.
Yeah, it did not sit well with me. I didn't relax until I did find out my spouse went there, and that test came back okay. Okay, but it didn't even mention the name of the lab. It was a different lab name. So I don't know. Maybe there was some confusion there where it went from one place to another place. They subcontracted the actual testing. Something just wasn't right. And maybe they're completely legit, but they're not conducting business right. Doesn't make me feel good with my personal information.
So do you have any symptoms now, or are you all done with it? Or did you ever have it?
No, I never. You know what?
Probably would have been done by now.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
No, I never had COVID or any symptoms. I test because I do go out to see my clients. And my clients, some of them have come down with it. Not right when I was there, but they're there. I want to protect them, and I want to protect me. So I get routine testing just for that reason.
Keith Jeffries runs Computer Up, technical supports company. Keith, thanks.
Yeah, and the lesson there is, regardless of whether the place he went to was legit or not, you really have to be careful when you go to these places that, like one day they're not there and the next day they're there. We end today's Coronavirus Daily with a story about evading infection.
If you didn't know someone who had been sick with COVID before the latest surge, you likely now know at least one person who's had it, and that's one person, it might be you.
But how do some people avoid infection even after up-close and personal exposure? New research out of the United Kingdom, published in the journal Nature, found that the answer may lie in people being exposed to other coronaviruses in the past that enabled them to make memory immune cells. And those T cells would offer some protection against this current novel coronavirus.
Because while different viruses do cause unique illnesses, they also have some shared characteristics that group them together into the same family. So if you've avoided COVID to this point, you might want to give some thanks to the virus that you crossed paths with a long time ago. You can find this Odyssey original and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.